Robert makes birdie here, he clinches the championship.
Mr. Shaw, congratulations on your phenomenal win today.
No thanks.
That would never happen.
Will following God's path for your life take you? Our inheritance as heirs of God includes everything we need. Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's encourage us to be bold and lay hold of what belongs to us through Christ.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George Pearson is with us again today, and he is telling us some good things. So if you've missed any of these, go back and watch them and get the notes, whatever is out there on the internet. We really have had a good time in the Word, and we appreciate every good thing you've taught us, Pastor.
This has been so good, and as I've said from the beginning of this series, the inspiration for this teaching on heirs of God, knowing, receiving your full inheritance, it came from that article that you wrote in the 1996 April edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine.
Well,
here it is right here, Receive Your Inheritance by Gloria Copeland.
Hallelujah.
I read this.
No wonder I liked it.
Well, sure. I read this and it stirred me so much that I taught a series in church on being heirs of God, receiving your inheritance.
Amen.
And then when you invited me to do this, I just said, this is what we need to do. We need to take
it's been so good.
What you've taught on this, and we'll go with it.
I needed to hear it again.
And we are, you really do need to hear these things again.
Keep on listening.
Just over and over, feeding on the Word of God.
That's right.
And since you and I have been teaching on prosperity together on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, today is day 139.
Wow.
139.
Thank you, George, for that. Man, that's a lot of revelation.
Over 330,000 notes have been downloaded by you.
330,000.
Wow. What a...
And I believe they're working on them, doing it,
yes,
saying it.
Yes.
And let's ask for testimonies.
Okay.
Ask them.
We'll do that. We want your testimony. Well, speaking of testimony, I've got one.
Those of you who
have
worked the Word, let us know it. That'll make us rejoice.
I have one right here. Would you like to hear a testimony?
I would like to.
Pastor George and Gloria, my husband and I really caught hold of debt freedom from what you and others have been teaching. We made the decision to be debt free, and God has helped us do it. Collectively, we had close to $30,000 in debt, plus the house we just bought last year. In approximately 6 months, God wiped out $30,000 of debt.
Praise God. That's awesome.
God and we see the house paid in full.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we're expecting the bank to see it that way, too.
Praise God. George and I agree with you.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Father, we agree right now over this testimony that their house is paid for in full, and that, Lord, they are living debt-free.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray over everyone who's watching us right now. And thank you, Lord, that debt freedom is theirs.
That's right.
Once they make the quality decision to live debt-free,
first decision.
Father, you see them debt-free. And we thank you for the victory. This is the victory that overcomes debt, even our faith.
Even our
faith. In Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I remember when you and I were teaching on debt freedom, and in the teaching of it, you said you're only one decision away from living debt-free.
That's right.
I thought that was so good.
Awesome. One decision away.
One decision away.
And you know, people think, well, if I make that commitment, I won't have this or I won't have that or I'll not be able to get my new house.
Right, right.
No, a commitment to the Word of God doesn't cost you something. It makes all things possible. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth.
Well, you said the other day.
So don't walk in fear about it.
On the broadcast, you said the other day when you and Kenneth found Romans 13:8 in the Amplified.
We thought we were doomed, but...
Stay out of debt. But you said the other day, and I'll quote you, that you said, it didn't tie us down, it set us free.
Oh, absolutely. It makes all things possible.
Wow.
Debt is, you know, if somebody doesn't loan you the money, you're shot down. But when you start believing God, it makes all things possible. Yeah. So what think about paying for a house for 40 years?
Oh, dear.
Or just believing for, I don't know, what if you had to believe for 2 years or 3 years compared to 40 years?
40
What's
years.
That? But you might not have to believe but for a day. I'm telling you, God's working.
He's working.
It's not cost us anything. It's only increased us.
It hasn't cost you a thing. It's increased you.
No, not
you.
Borrowing money has not cost
Praise
us
God.
Anything. It's just God. Hallelujah.
And really, Gloria, this is really part of what we're talking about here. We're talking about being heirs of God and developing an heir
That's
of
right.
God, a royalty mentality. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus, and everything He has is ours.
Right.
It belongs to us.
Belongs
it's part
to
of our
us,
inheritance.
And we faith will produce anything good.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Now, we're talking today about our full inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just quickly review a couple of things, and then we'll go into Joshua
let me say
chapter
something
18.
Before you start.
Yes, ma'am.
You've done a marvelous job of this. We've loved it.
Oh, thank
it's
you,
It's been
Gloria.
Great fun, and I know the people have been blessed. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you and Kenneth for teaching this. This
Glory
is where
it, to God. I like to hear
this
it.
This is where it all came from anyway. I've learned it from them, and I've just been a good student over all of these 37 years
You've
that we've been
a good everything,
together.
George.
So, we're heirs of God.
That's it.
And we have an inheritance. And that inheritance, I was reading Galatians 4:7 from the New Living Translation. Since you are His child, everything He has belongs to
Glory
you. Everything.
To We're in the family.
We're in the family.
Hallelujah.
The Message Translation, if you're a child, you're also an heir with complete access.
Oh, boy, is that a good one.
Complete access to your inheritance.
Amen.
He's not withholding it.
No.
He's not keeping it back. It's not set aside somewhere for you to get it one day. It is released to you now.
Praise God.
Everything.
It belongs to us.
The inheritance is the full scope of God's provision. Everything, Gloria, that we would ever need, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in every realm of life.
It's true.
It's the full inheritance.
Glory to God.
A couple of scriptures here, Ephesians 1:3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with
every spiritual blessing.
Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Why? Because we're united with Christ. We are born again.
Amen. We're in the family.
We're in the family. I like that, Gloria. We're
Hallelujah.
In the family. It's good to be in the family.
It is.
2 Peter 1:3. NIV translation, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Now, this comes back again to the knowledge. You've got to know what
know
the
it.
Word says.
If you don't know it, you can't believe it. If you can't believe it, you're not going to get it supernaturally. You might get it, but
That's
you
right.
won't get it supernaturally.
That's right. If you don't know it, you won't believe it. If you don't believe it, you won't get it.
That's
really
simple,
good.
Isn't it?
That's simple enough for me. His divine power has given us everything that we need for life and godliness
Glory
through our knowledge
God.
Of Him who's called us by His own glory and goodness.
Praise
our
God.
Inheritance as an heir of God includes everything we would need. In Romans 21:7, he who overcomes shall inherit all things. I will be his God. He will be my son. Now, I want us to look today at Joshua chapter 18. And this is the account of Joshua, the children of Israel. This promised land, it was promised to them by God. It was theirs. It belonged to them. But Gloria, they got to a place where some believers get to where they do not take what rightfully belongs
That's right.
to them.
That's
what
right.
is theirs in Christ. So, excuse me, I'm going to make a statement here, and we'll probably come back to it. But where our inheritance is concerned, don't leave anything on the table.
That's right. Receive it.
Don't leave anything on the table.
That's right.
That made me think about the Psalm 23. Hold your place there in Joshua 18. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me.
Yeah.
In the presence of my enemies.
Yeah. All you had to do was eat. Take it.
All you had to do was
take
it. Take
it. Now let's go, since we're going down that road, let's look at the faith scripture, Mark 11.
Mark 11. Okay, I'm with you. Mark 11.
All right.
There.
Mark 11, 22.
Okay.
Jesus, this is what Jesus said about it. Have faith in God. Now, did he say, if it's easy to do that, or maybe you'd like to have faith in God? No, he said, do it.
Do it.
Have faith in God.
Yeah.
For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say, that's a key word in this teaching,
right.
unto this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe, here's the key, that those things which he saith, that would be the things which I saith in my own life, that he's, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, in other words, believe in your words, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Jesus said, I say unto you, what things, let's just talk about things. Soever you desire, when you pray, here's the key, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now, here's the thing that'll help you. One of them is the word receive. That word receive in the Greek is take. Take them when you pray, believe you that you take them when you pray and you shall have them. So if we're asking God for healing, we are supposed to take it when we pray. If we don't take it when we pray, we don't have it. Faith receives the promise. It takes it when it prays. And you have to watch it, because it's easy to just, you know, if you're not doing things on purpose, which you should be doing, it's easy to pray about it every day, pray about it, God do this, God do that, but you don't ever take it.
Never take it.
You know, I can't remember where this little old lady was, but I think this might have been a Brother Hagin's story. And she was in a service.
I know.
One of his services.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
And she began to say, take it, Jesus. Take it. Take it, Jesus.
Woo.
Take it. So he wanted to know what she was praying about. And I think he asked her, or somebody asked her.
Yeah.
And she said, take it. What are you praying about? She said, this good old snuff. Take it, Jesus. Well, now, Jesus only takes your snuff when you say, I'm done with it. Jesus' name.
Jesus,
you remember
take
that?
It.
Take
I do.
It.
I do.
Take
I
it.
Do.
Take this good old snuff.
Wow.
Oh, me.
So believe that you receive them, or believe that you take them.
Yes.
And you shall have them.
That's right.
And here's what we find, Gloria. There is, I'll put it very simply, there is an inheritance that belongs
to
us.
Right.
It's in the will and it's in the word.
Belongs to us.
But there are some people that have not taken it yet.
Most people haven't taken it. I think
haven't taken it. And that's where, let's now go over to Joshua chapter 18. That's perfect, Lord. That leads us right into where we need to go. Joshua 18, and starting in verse 1, it says, and the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. Now, that's that word subdued right there, that means conquered.
Mm-hmm.
That land had already been conquered.
That's the past tense.
It was taken.
Yeah.
You know, it was as if the enemy was once there,
mm-hmm.
and you had to tell the people, now don't go over there because the enemy's there. You might get killed over there. But the land was taken. It's open.
That's right. That's
it's
good,
open.
George. Yeah.
The land was taken before them. And in verse 2 it says, and there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not received their inheritance.
Wow.
Now, that word you just talked about.
I like that verse 3 says, Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land?
Yeah.
How long are you just going to sit here and do nothing, in
yes.
other words,
yeah.
when the land's been given to you? And that's what people do a lot of times.
Yes.
Instead of just going on out and receiving by faith, they just sit around and gripe and complain and, you know, tell everybody how bad it is.
They left it on the table.
Why don't you take the land?
Why don't you take
it? I'm taking it.
And it really, that verse 2 goes along with what you just taught us in Mark 11. There remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received, or you just told us that the word received mm-hmm. is take.
That's right.
They did not take their inheritance.
No, they left it on the table.
They left it on the table. And look at the kind of rise that got out of Joshua. He was not very happy with them. He was not pleased.
No.
One.
He was a warrior.
Bit.
That's why. He was used to taking land.
Yeah.
He knew if you didn't take it, you weren't going
to
get it.
And to see them not take it, that was an affront to everything that had been paid for.
That's right.
How long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has already given you?
We could say, how long are you going to wait before you take the land and get out of debt?
Oh, now you're stepping
now
on some toes, Gloria.
Huh?
You're gone to meddling.
Yeah, well, when you're in debt, it's going to cost you a lot. Everything costs you lots
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
So how long are you going to wait to take the land and get out of debt?
That's right.
Quit paying all that interest.
We get a lot of criticism, as you well know.
Because of that?
Because of the they call it the prosperity gospel.
It's true.
Yes, it is true. But there's something about that. That this ministry has been debt-free ever since its establishment. Now, this may be too complex, but
when would
okay.
that have been, George?
1967. That's when you and Kenneth made the decision to not go into debt.
Yeah.
1967.
Right.
And
have we lacked for anything?
You have lacked for nothing.
That's what the scripture says. Did you lack anything when you? No.
Lacked for nothing.
Praise God.
And so all through those years, you have endeavored to learn about what belonged to you and to take it. Mm-hmm. But this shows me here that Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? The word slack, Gloria, means lazy.
That's right.
People can be spiritually lazy about taking what rightfully belongs to them.
That's right.
Oh, take this healing. I mean, take this sickness off me. Take this sickness off me. Not realizing that that's already been paid for. That's part of your inheritance. And you need to exercise your faith and believe God and take it.
Amen.
Which we'll talk some more tomorrow about that as well. But it's important that you take everything.
That belongs to you.
That belongs
like
to us.
Like healing.
Joshua's standing
freedom.
There. Look, guys, the land has been conquered. It's there for the taking. Why are you leaving it?
Why are we just standing around here doing nothing?
Doing nothing.
That's right.
And not taking it. And I like the Message translation. It says, how long are you going to sit around on your hands, putting off taking the possession of the land that God, taking
has,
possession of the land that God
given
has
you.
Exactly. I'm circling that word
has
right there.
Given
has
you.
Already
it's
given
yours,
you.
It's yours, in other words, but you got to go take it.
You got to take
so
it.
So everything we see in this book that's promised to us has been given to us.
Yes.
And
yes.
How long are we going to wait to take it? I'm not waiting. I'm
no,
going after it.
I'm taking it right now. When I shared this yesterday, when I first heard those cassette tapes, that Brother Copeland sent me when I was up at ORU.
Yeah.
I took it, every bit of it.
Yeah, you did. Did you get it?
I got it.
Amen.
I got it. And then that summer when I came down to work, which began the longest summer job of my life, 37 years
still
and running.
Doing it.
And I would go back there into the tape room where Richard was working, your brother at the time. Mm-hmm. And I go back there and look for some tape that I hadn't heard before. I wanted to get everything I could.
That's what
my eyes were open. And I saw what belonged to me, and I saw what you and Kenneth were teaching, and I thought, I'm not leaving anything on the table.
No.
It pleases the Father for us to take that full inheritance. Now look at your second page there, Gloria, of your notes. And I'm going to read this, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow and really talk about what does it take to take your inheritance? What do you do to take your inheritance? But this is a word from the Lord that Brother Copeland had on November 10th of 2011. Listen to this. I have a great storehouse. Much more has been stored up in the storehouse of riches beyond your wildest dream that laid up for you before the foundation of the world. Much more is stored up there than what the church has ever asked for.
Oh, isn't that a word?
Than the church has ever asked for. I've never held back on the church, saith the Lord, and the God of plenty. I've made it available to you. I put it in my word. I gave you promise and stood behind it with the blood, the precious blood of the Savior. But there has been a backwardness in my people about laying hold of the things that I provided for you.
What a word.
But I will say this. There is a people in the land.
Yes, amen.
And I'm raising my hand right now,
myself.
Gloria. How about you? How about you?
Raise your hand.
Is there a people in the land?
Yes.
There's a people in the land around the world. There's a people strong and mighty, growing much stronger and much mightier and more bold to lay hold.
Put
their claim of faith on the things that I have laid up for you. And it thrills me, saith the Lord, because it's been yours all the time.
It's belonged.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't you like that? Bold.
Bold to lay hold.
Glory to God. That's me, buddy.
Bold to lay hold.
Amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We see in your word that there's an inheritance that provides for everything in our lives. And we're not leaving anything on the table. We are taking the full possession of what Jesus paid for. When he was hung on the cross and he went into the pit of hell, he took our sickness, disease, poverty, lack, and fear. And Lord, we are not going to insult you by leaving anything behind. We, by faith, are taking the full inheritance.
Amen.
And Lord,
we
are bold to lay hold of what rightfully belongs to us
in Christ Jesus
as heirs of God.
Hallelujah.
And joint heirs with Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
Oh, that's good, George.
Praise
bold
God.
To lay hold. Let's don't forget that. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. I did. Let me say this really quick. I know that we're out of time, but let me just say this, and we'll put this up on the screen. This word from the Lord, you and I preach 10 days on that word.
Bold to lay hold.
Bold to lay hold. And that's, if you go to the website, kcm.org, those outlines and those broadcasts are day 71 through... Let's see, 71 through 80, and they're entitled, 71 through 74, entitled God's Great Storehouse. Now, if you want to get an in-depth study of this, what we just talked about, go to the website. It's there. The information is right there for you.
Bold to lay hold.
Be bold to
Glory
lay hold
God.
Of what rightfully belongs to you.
Good job,
in
George.
In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Gloria.
We'll be right back.
As we discuss,
a person's last will and testament reveals all that will be received from a loved one's life work.
That includes approximately $500 million in cash, 600,000 AAA-rated bonds.
Do you realize that you are an heir to a fortune? As a child of God, you have a royal birthright, a place in a family that owns and operates the universe. You are a joint heir to a great inheritance through Christ Jesus. The Heirs of God package is a timely teaching series on DVD or CD accompanied by study notes of each session by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons. 10 messages that will open your eyes to all God has provided for you.
All I need you to do is sign here.
Don't leave your inheritance on the table. Receive your full benefits that Jesus paid the price for you to have. Understand God's will and your part in His plan. See yourself as God sees you. Receive your full inheritance today. Discover your royal birthright as a child of God. Order the Heirs of God package at kcm.org.uk/TV special
or call 01225-787-310. Available now for £15. You'll receive the 10-day teaching series taught by Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons on DVD or CD, along with the study notes for each day. For more resources, go to kcm.org.uk.
Don't miss getting this product. It's the Heirs of God package. It's what you've been hearing here, and it's in the written down. The outlines are written down. George has shared all the scriptures with us, and then it's on DVD also. And you don't want to miss it. This is life-changing things. And so Pastor George is sharing it with us. He says he doesn't care if we preach it. He'll let us preach it. Hallelujah. I'm going to use it in Jesus' name. We believe that when we pray, that healing anointing will come into your body, into your mind, and it will fix whatever missing or out of place, because it's God's will for every one of us to be healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Father, we pray.
Thank you,
George,
Jesus.
And I pray for every person listening today. We believe the healing anointing to flow into you and from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. We command you to be healed now
in Jesus' name.
Now take your healing. Take it. And how you receive things is you believe you receive it when you pray. That's what Jesus taught us. So we pray right now, and we prayed for you. Now you believe you receive it. And you begin to do. You take it and you begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you need prayer, we have people here 24 hours a day to pray for you. They know how to pray. So call and speak to one of the prayer ministers. They'll count it a privilege to be able to pray for you. Your inheritance in God contains everything you need. Healing, prosperity, peace, protection. All you have to do is take it. Hallelujah.
Take it.
Glory to God. We have KCM offices around the world. Check the hours of their operation. Get in meetings. Get in a good church that teaches you the Word. And grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow we're going to learn how to take the inheritance. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Orlando Faith Encounter, Champions Gate, Florida, April 18th through 19th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum.